Stephen Covey talks about true north. What is it that holds you together? What is your true north? What is your true north, people? Is it your family? For Stephen Covey, it was God. His true north was God. He said, whenever I lose my way, I met him once. He said, whenever I lose my way, Mel, I find God. He leads me home. He's a light. For some of you, it may be the love of your life. Have you found the love of your life? Why have you stopped? They're there. Sad thing is, if they've stopped too. So one of you has to keep on going. Keep going. You'll find it. Those of you who are married, you're sitting next to her and him. Make that happen. At one point, you thought the dream could happen. For others, it's living by a set of values. And I found some that I believed in since I was 15 years old. How many people have seen this in a poster form? Desiderata. Good. It was not found in Old St. Paul's Church. It was found in the drawers of Max Ehrman, an American poet, who lived around the period of 1927. It's true then as it will be in the next 100 years. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt this universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and your aspirations in this noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, its drudgery, its broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Strive to be happy. Strive to be happy. You don't have much time. You don't have much time. I have friends who have died in this past year or two, not by age, accidents. They never expected to die. But they did. But when they did, some of them had a lot of people around them in the funeral. Some of them had only two or three, because they didn't do anything to help people. And those people who would never help, who hated them for all the things that they hoarded and kept, the kiasu mentality, all for me, none for you. I first, you last. What else? Scared to lose. But somebody has to lose. Why not you? You're not really losing, you're winning. When you give that win to your friend, you have won. You haven't lost anything. That friend remembers you for life, and you make changes that are permanent in a whole multitude of lives. Why not forget this kiasu, super K thing? Because the changes you make are going to affect everybody in your life.